Okay, the problem, these two, okay? Apparently, Victoria said that they would go to the school. It would be wonderful if they met each month, like in fact they at school could be held every month. When we notified the principals, there was no response.
Okay.
There's no follow through on the school level.
Okay.
And they just canceled out any fact day altogether. All year they didn't have
local
any fact
day. Their desires.
Desires.
Discouraged by principal.
Mm-hmm. Part of their real concern is that in 10 years they'll lose their language and they don't want to lose UPAC or they don't want UPAC to be considered dead in 10 years as it's already told to them by many people outside of the village. They don't see their language dead, it's just other people who are professionals. Like the Alaska Native Language Center.
Uh-huh.
Other groups are saying that there's no Eskimo being spoken or understood in Nuwataq. And they don't think that the kids should hear that. They want to revive the impact so they won't lose it. There are several things. Victoria said this. Funds were provided by the School of Nuwataq for skin sewing materials and teachers. Young people should learn how to print bottoms, but apparently this was discontinued. And the other one is about this young man who said, could you find funding for these classes? Some of us could understand and learn how to carve, hunt and use our hands. Somebody could teach us, like skin the caribou. It was all within the concept of that community program that they had at one time. I don't know what happened there.
Okay, we'll focus on education first there.
Now, all the different...
You want to hang
it? Yeah, it would be better if you eat with which people you are hanging. Even down here on the desk. Now, we have all kinds of agencies, whether it's local, like Lions Club, IRA, the clinic, and then we have the regional offices like Manina, so we have Nana, and
big
rural,
big funding for agencies.
Or to help.
Big funding and help.
Seek funding and. We're still in education. And understand. How important it is for the Eskimos to do skin sewing. For instance, handmade things like skin sewing. They have lots of KO monies and Indian name monies. I don't know to what extent they have control of those funds anymore.
The Lions Club.
Okay. Others?
Yeah, others, and then you could put lions. Lions Club helps on the village level.
Once we have this coordinator set up in every village, I'm sure we'll go over this again with them as part of the orientation, what to see funding.
And then we could find out what IRA could provide, what NANA could provide, you know. Lions, dog mushers, mothers club, what else do they have? Men's club?
They have lioness. I don't know if you could put lions, lioness. There's two groups up there. Anyway, they're really helping on the local level.
Like stores and stuff under the others. Because Joan is open. So a lot of ideas.
The word individual.
Individuals don't have to give money, they can give their time to.
Sure, they can ask. Sometimes they might have material they could just give, you know? Let's see. Like me. I was going to make such and such out of this, but you can have it.
Like me. My offices are there now, you know. You can always call me up there. Or if they have anything that they want to give to them on attack, if they have no other way to contact them, my office is there. That's what it's for.
Okay, that's funding, okay? Mm-hmm. Any other?
They want to, you want to write down?
And outside, outside sources?
Yeah. For instance, you, we never know if we could get technical assistance from Indian hospitals or from the suicide prevention monies that they keep talking about. We'll get funding from the state.
One of the villages has suicide prevention, suicide prevention funds.
Mm-hmm. They're supposed to be resubmitting some proposals. I don't know what their deadline is for that. Okay, different. I don't know whether you want to say joint meetings on a local level, or whether it should
be. There was something that Victoria said when we were talking about funding.
It would be wonderful to meet each month. In fact, they have school to be held every month, and we want to buy the principal their response. Funds were provided by the school of no factors.
Maybe you should have yellow markers so you could
learn how to print bottoms.
Yeah. Well, we could say those with those, you know.
Can you have yellow marker or green marker?
So you won't have to use
green
yellow marker.
There's highlighters.
No, just for her paper. Highlighter.
I need that green.
So it's showing you the wrong. There won't be it already. Wouldn't be worth already.
Okay. I don't know whether the next one we're talking about is communications or somehow to have joint meetings. Invite. I don't know whether that should be talking and making sure whether it comes from NOTAC Elders Council or whether it comes from some other local group that the Manuyidak board member represents that need that they're running to, or whether it should be NANA board or the borough assembly person or the regional school board, you know, those kinds of things.
So need in communication then.
Yes.
Okay, communications.
with, and training.
Okay.
To coordinate with information.
If they put it all together, right?
Right. So that we would know what government is, for one thing, the role.
Communication. We'll call it problem, because we don't want communication to do what we're talking about problems.
Okay.
Because without communication.
Okay, need feedback.
Access administration staff needs.
Major.
Need feedback.
Staff needs.
Need feedback from board members.
Mm-hmm.
And council members. Who attend meetings in region.
Mm-hmm.
In regions or states.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And one council members who attend meetings in region or state.
Now we need inter-village network, which is like IRA, city council.
Okay. Need inter-village
network. We need to know what IRA is doing, city council. And we should put in there what kinds of training needs they have.
Need inter-village network to learn new strategies.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's talking about video nowadays. We need to document all these activities for video.
Yeah. I just found it interesting that the other day, you know, I went to the anthropology conference. I think
this
it was in May in Fairbanks. For hunters and gatherers from all over the world. And I met some
lady. We're in a meeting now.
And then I just found another lady in Australia, and she said, Rachel.
Thank you.
We'd like to make plans to have you come down and talk to our native people in Australia of what all you folks have been doing, because they're going through the same thing we're trying to go through.
Mm-hmm. So, in your back mountains.
Yeah. So there other people are doing these things,
mm-hmm.
and then my thing at the writer's I find it has in the computer, so I could make copies of my paper there. But anyway, there's a real hunger to know. They think it's native wisdom, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a real hunger to know of the things that we're working on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we need to inter-village network to learn new strategies.
We need to know the roles of each, like
okay.
Have it explained to the elders.
Need to know the role of each governmental agency.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the roles and authority.
in with state and federal law.
Then we need to be E-man.
What?
Man.
Okay.
Because they're dealing with our lands, and a lot of times they're dealing with resources like subsurface rights. People are asked if they could use some of their resources that are in their allotments. And sometimes MANA is the only one that has the authority to say, no, don't mess with those allotments.
Problem?
We need feedback from board members and council members who attend meetings in region or state. We need inter-village network to learn new strategies.
To learn new strategies from other
reports or even
need inter-village network to learn new strategies from
by attending meetings. By training.
By attending meetings. By attending meetings or training.
Because we never know when we'll sponsor a training up there.
The inter-village network to learn new strategies by attending meetings or group training. Need to know the role, scope, and authority of governmental agencies. That's what the village people say when I talk with them, when they listen to that rural report that I use, that because of this action and that action, then this could go on. And in government, there has to be language in there that authorizes it, or you can't do it. Anything else? The communication problem?
They should be able to, I don't know how, maybe it'll come from the NORTAC Elders Council level that we should give a report. I shouldn't be the one.
Maybe we should put Elders Council down
there. Right, because Melina with Inupiat Uspiset has been the only one that felt responsible for possibly to have Inupiat Uspiset meetings. Because Nana has been concentrating on the villages. And Robert and I, for 11 years, were contemplating ways of trying to get a spirit committee going here. I'm just using Casabu as an example, because we've been really struggling. And now, different agencies are called by you, or by Dick Curtis, or Sambar, or Fletcher Gray. And they're more than willing.
They are.
But it took a long time before we really understood the concept.
And then I've been thinking. I think what needs to happen after that Elders Council meeting with those people, then I need to take it and put it on radio so everybody else could hear. You know,
one time I called down Alfred Wells. He and I, and we were supported by our borough, we held a Inupiat update meeting in Casabu. There were just a handful of us, but it happened, and people were just ecstatic. You know, even though you might not think you're making big progress,
it has to happen.
Like that
first meeting I had last
Right, right. And we need to keep thinking on the Elders Council level that find out where they're meeting, when, and then take that in as part of your trip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For instance, if we all happen to be,
so we need to notify the village city council to at least notify us, so that if we can attend either IRA or city council in the villages.
It'd be nice to get their agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Or, gee, we'd be going to meetings all the time.
I know. I've just been, when I schedule my trips, just to the elder council, because I don't want to interfere with Kiana.
Yeah.
It's with Kiana IRA or
Kiana
City Council, because they have other priorities. Maybe Nana could, but I haven't, because I don't see my position as political.
Mm-hmm.
I see my program that we funded through mental health as a people program, where
mm-hmm.
some of their needs that are really glaring somehow gets noticed and we try to meet them. And as it is, it's real difficult. Being a resident of NOTA, I could go to them now.
Mm-hmm.
But in the past, I never went to the meetings here because it was so exhausting and so time consuming. I was so happy to go home away from people at the end of the day.
And you could see. Because you know, if that's all the job was, you could get into detail and really push it. But when you have other jobs that also
mm-hmm.
require your time,
my family,
then you're spread pretty thin.
So far, I've spent 3 days, and that's not a whole lot. I went there Monday, and today is Wednesday, right? And it's tough. But I think that's why we need to coordinate.
Once we have this set up to where we hand over it together, then it'll relieve stress from you, and from me, and then we can maybe.
And then we
remember
can.
How you thought about dividing
right.
up the region?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then what we can. Well, in my job description, it also says that my job is to let the borough know
mm-hmm.
how. What kind of support we need
mm-hmm.
in Illiscosset,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll get in a position where we can tell them
mm-hmm.
instead of their telling us.
Right. Instead of always being the one as a puppet where they're pulling the strings, we'll reverse it, because I think this is more important coming from the village level. Because then we're organizing them to get
mm-hmm.
well and
mm-hmm.
to strengthen their families.
And then they don't wait for somebody to come from Kotzebue in the region
mm-hmm.
to take care of local
mm-hmm.
problems. They could set up a mechanism on how to work it, you know, like I'm doing with the elders.
Yeah. When we had this meeting, Harold Donner didn't go to the meeting because he was down here. But when I spoke to him personally, he said, we really want to have a voice, and our visibility as an impact from a village is so important, because he said, in the future, our lifestyle and our way of life is not going to get easier. It's going to get harder.
Right?
And, said,
and then we'll be getting more pressures. And this is one of the reasons why when John and I were working together, we felt that it was just important to push this in the bed, and let's put that as far as we could in the village. In the village, because if they learn that in the village, it makes our job less stressful here.
Mm-hmm.
And then when stresses from the outside come, then their character is stronger. Because the Yubet Illiquitet develops you to have character and be a good person and to have a character, a value system. That's in there, that's in here, that
and
you live by.
And
once you have that in you, and other people start coming in to propose this and propose that, then you're able to make choices,
mm-hmm.
you know, and not be succumbed by their ability to talk you into things.
Or to manipulate you.
Yeah. or to use money or position.
Mm-hmm. For instance, there is no way that NOTAC should give their water sources out. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's just off the top of my head saying, that's their resource. Mm-hmm. The NOTAC helps them with their fish, it mm-hmm. helps them with their birds, it helps mm-hmm. them with however NOTAC needs to survive mm-hmm. on. Mm-hmm. That's not their right to give out.
Mm-hmm.
Or the way Harold Donnie put it, he said, our life isn't going to get easier because soon there will be no nugget-tuck-a-lap and nobody will learn and the kids won't hear about how to share and take care and respect other people's property.
That's right.
And he said, we better make sure it gets documented now and the kids hear it, because right now it's easier. He said, later on there'll be little love and very little respect even for us, for our people, for our families.
And you could see it already for their stealing from each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's going on. That little Kathy Ward, somebody stole her $800.
Isn't that awful?
She heard that she was counting on to use at Fairbanks. Mm-hmm. Imagine.
Isn't that awful?
That's terrible.
Now, why would they do that?
And they know if they have a suspect. Okay, what else? We have language and communications problems.
Yeah, on the language, they wanted to make sure they didn't lose their language in 10 years.
Okay.
I don't know if that's...
We'll add that at number
okay.
7, huh?
Right. Their whole purpose for Inquisitive Crusade is that it's on the first value, knowledge of language, and at the beginning of the meeting they said, but you know, yes, our threat is that it will no longer be spoken in 10 years and they want to prevent it from being lost. And they're saying we should all talk at home. At home.
I find out that the day we're gone, and I get tired, and my mind gets tired. I revert to English because that's easy.
Easier.
In fact, it's so hard because you don't use it every
mm-hmm.
day for thinking it.
Mm-hmm. That's
okay.
Why I'm just ecstatic about moving
language.
Up there. It gives me the right to
yeah.
speak instead of having to rely on English. Speak in fact to our children. We might elaborate on it when we get up there and we begin working with from them. For instance, the Inupiaq teacher should
make
write
sure
books to keep Inupiaq language from being lost.
And not only books, but also when they stuliraq, they should teach the kids what they're doing in Inupiaq.
But see, that has to come from the village.
You know, there are still some Inupiaq things that I know better, and I don't know the English equivalent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I grew up in Inupiaq.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure when we bring this up to them at their village meeting, they'll elaborate on them and get them to fit them to right to their image according to their needs. And probably what it means is that, you know, our materials that we have been collecting for the Northwest Arctic Rural School District, we need to pull those out so that we could be working on that dictionary in the NOTAC dialect locally.
I think we need to get together too and evaluate the school in your back curriculum.
Because NOTAC really feels that they don't have a voice in that. A lot of the materials, Victoria said, was put on the back burner. They would say, oh, we'll get to your dialect. They would have got materials for the last 17 years now. And there's still no products. If we say Akaluk, the school district doesn't recognize it. They want us to say Kaluk, or they use.
Make language cards for them also.
I think it needs to be comprehensive.
After we evaluate district language curriculum.
I put you to
fit each village dialect.
To reflect village needs.
Village dialect. Everybody is having the same problem.
When I first got on there, I didn't know the difference between coastal and coval. And then I started looking into it and found out that only Kivalina was coastal, actually, you know. And when the bilingual people report that they have coastal and Kobuk language curriculum, the board didn't know the difference, and so they thought all the coastal villages and all the river people were taken care of. And one day I said, hey, when they're talking about coastal, they're just talking about Kivalina. That doesn't include Kotzebue and Notak and Deering and Kobuk.
Same way with Kobuk, thinking that South Kobuk dialect, where we have two different dialects in our language, and they're not Kobuk. We're known as Upper Kobuk people, but we're not. Our language isn't.
Our district language curriculum to reflect village preferences.
Let's see, maintain language, make sure language is used daily, use language purposely with small children, and evaluate district language preferences, village preferences. Request copies of needed material for materials development and research at Northwood. They might need copies of those tapes, whoever is going to help on the local level in the development of that new dictionary in the Noatak dialect. I don't know who's going to bring that up or who's going to do that. I don't know whether it'll be reflected with the help of Victoria, who's with the Noatak Lovers Council, or somehow there has to be a clarification as far as who do we go to get a clearance on that material so that they could have material to research and update.
In your back studies through the school district.
So Noatak could evaluate
and
all of the instruction for their village preferences, you know, and recommend changes where necessary.
They need to get a hold of those tapes that we've been recording in the school district that support their Noatak materials. And research is research and materials development, and also for training.
You need audio tapes.
Like Nick Howard's stories.
Need audio tape copies.
So they could actually hear their others talking and telling the story in their own dialect.
From the school district.
Because I have their tape copy in here.
So, no chat. Students. Can learn language from speakers. You know, these are real helpful. When you have that tape on, you can use your Walkman.
And see, my office could furnish the blank tapes.
The audio tape copies from school districts on the chat group and their language from speakers.
And it's also to assist research and materials development and teacher training.
There are so many stories that aren't recorded yet that need to be recorded in each village.
You're in a position to really work with them up there.
Yes. And assist
Language research,
materials development, and training.
thing I gotta do is find a tape recorder real fast.
Language research and
materials development.
You know, this would be a real help to the district if each village, if we'd have a workshop with a village for a week or 2 weeks.
And gather the
And concentrate on, and have them transcribe their language. And you could get all the transcription and so forth done before having a workshop, get all that done. And then we'll get together and take that information and categorize it and so forth, you know. And gear it to that village.
Right.
That would be a real help to the district because
and
they don't
genealogy.
Have enough people.
Genealogy. That can really expand that.
Yeah. That'll really make the language go.
How to?
I don't know if we covered it. These are classes. Oh, you have need coming for bicultural instruction materials.
I can't see without glasses.
Yeah, it's number 5.
Okay. Yeah, need funding for bicultural instruction materials.
Those classes. Okay. I think we got it.
That's
what Jack was really concerned about.
Okay.
Most of it was language and communications.
Yeah.
And things for the young people to do. They always come to the house a couple times and said, gee, there's absolutely very little happening right now when they could be doing things.
Yeah.
It takes gas.
It takes
transportation. It takes resources. Somehow they could be doing things.
There's no work that generates income there.
No, there isn't.
And how many people work at Lib down here?
I have no statistics.
Well,
it's
you'll
real
start,
hard.
You'll start to get them.
Yeah,
right?
It's real hard because so we don't know which ones are at camp and which ones are here, or they're just scattered all over.
There's something about them. Seek funding from agencies.
That could mean transportation. It could mean resources.
Okay. We'll put 6A, okay, and talk about some of the things they want to do but can't because they have no money.
Right.
I think about seven people. About 7 people work at Red Dog.
Oh, yeah? It's a village with no bank, Rachel. And they can't just go there and get a loan when they need the cash. And when they do have a job, I'll use this young man as an example. He goes different places. Juneau, Prudhoe. But by the time his checks get caught up with him, his family's practically starving. The cycle of funding is sort of seen so differently from these companies. Anyway, here we go. The Inupiaq teachers should write books. Okay, that's it.
Okay, let's do this first. Use for
right,
funding.
Right.
Okay.
Right here. Funds provided by the School of NOTAC for skin sewing materials and teachers. Young people should learn how to print bottoms. Could you find funding for these classes? Some of us could understand how to carve, hunt, and use our hands. We need somebody to teach us, like skinning the caribou. Skin sewing materials and teachers.
There's one at the bottom. Hand, leg.
Mm-hmm. And Wolverine, because we get a lot of that, but none of us know how. I think one lady was talking about that this week, and she said, but Madeline Tickett, I can't get a hold of her. She's going to cut off this wolf skin for me. And, you know, if we learn how and teach them, that would be helpful. How to carve, how to hunt, use our hands. Like skinning the caribou. Gee, they were going to be making seniors. They could be doing so many things. Not just skinning the caribou. Maybe parts of the body. Learn how to preserve.
What do they call that stone?
The cool?
No, the stone. Soapstone.
I was looking at things myself.
I wonder if they would carve from Jane.
They need to have snowshoe making, sled making.
I don't know if they would. I know some people use brass or copper to make their own fish hooks.
You know, they're for metal.
Okay, but, yeah.
I knew for migrant Ed, they had a routine of what the students had sold out of the things that they wanted to learn. You have to tap into that. All the villages, all the.
What was that you said?
Oh, basket making?
Sled.
Building?
Sled and snowshoes?
Snowshoe making? Skin trapping?
Materials for sled making. Snowshoe making.
Skin trapping.
Fur trapping.
What? Fur trapping?
Trapping.
I said skin trapping and she said fur trapping.
Fur trapping?
And
trapping. It's trapping.
Some of them don't even know how to camp. Simple camping. Some of them, like around here.
I know.
Cerro. How to pump cerro.
They don't even know how to make a fire outdoors.
And how to even... And you practice for one day.
If Thomas Dowers wasn't older than me, I sure would have cut you to him once. When he was talking about when we were growing, when they were growing up, and they used to walk and pick berries and sell them out there and so forth, and live in camp. And he said, my kids don't even know how to do any of that. I could have frustrated him. That's because you never take them camping, you know, because that's the only way they learn. My son doesn't know how because I haven't taken him camping.
You'll need some tools. I don't know whether you want skin sewing tools or sled making tools or I don't know what all they'll need. Eventually they'll need a rope and bolts and hunting, you know,
tools,
the different kinds
needle,
of...
Needle?
Yeah.
Tools, needle.
Knives. It would be nice to have permanent things there so that we could bring them out each year.
You know, and then
them as we need.
And then, you know, and then what they could learn to do is learn how to make rawhide.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the step by step for these are at school.
Because they need to know, have them when they make snowshoes.
Mm-hmm.
They need to have it when they make sled.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
my grandfather used to.
Mm-hmm.
All of this is done step by step. At when all these years we had bilingual conference. As our lesson plan, we have to write down step by step how to do all this. It's already written
it's
down.
Monies to pay for the material and monies to pay for the teachers that are needed on the local level. For instance, we could...
You know, that's where that coastal camp would be so valuable.
Yes, yes.
Hunting.
And not only the sealskin rawhide, we need to learn how to...
make rope
and work within all of the concepts of the sealskin.
Mm-hmm.
Like Peggy, Iva's daughter,
mm-hmm.
she doesn't know anything about making sealskin. And one day she'll be a grandma.
Does she grow up something like that?
Mm-hmm.
And that she's in a good position to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you so proud when you know how to do something.
Mm-hmm.
But do they probably do in the back when they make rope?
Okay, not back. That just rawhide.
Mm-hmm.
Rawhide.
Very few know how to do that. Their dad know how for sure.
And Pop and Mom would sit and pull, and Papa would cut.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.